The Federal Trade Commission is proposing a national Do Not Call registry. It would help keep unwanted telemarketers from calling you. Telemarketers say a national registry isn't needed, but the federal government is taking its cue from the states. Some 25 states already have similar programs. Barry Reed is Georgia's Director of Consumer Affairs. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How's it work in your state?
Oh, it's been one of our most popular programs. I think since the law went into effect in 99, we've had well over 300,000 subscribers. They pay $5 for 2 years to sign up. Their phone numbers and names are put on a database, and all reports back to us are that their overall telemarketing calls go way down. The first year, we had to take several very serious enforcement actions, and I guess one of my basic comments would be that if the Federal Trade Commission is going to do this, they've got to really mean it. I mean, the enforcement and the follow-up on this has to be there. But it's a program that we see as very worthwhile.
Who's forbidden to call? Just Georgia people or people
out-state? We've taken actions against an out-of-state lawn company, one of those chemical companies, and we've had to take action against home repair from other states. So everyone must, if they want to telemarket into the state of Georgia, access that list. They pay for the list and purge their call list from that.
What's the penalty if they call?
Well, it's a violation of Georgia's Fair Business Practices Act and can subject the violator to up to $5,000 per violation. And if you know how the volume that these telemarketers are involved with, you can see that their exposure can build up in a very short matter of time. We've taken fines in the $45,000, $20,000, and had to serve some cease and desist orders on a few companies, and basically the law's working very well now. We've seen actually a decrease in the number of complaints about violations of the law.
Is there a bigger penalty if they call during dinner?
Yeah, no. It certainly is for the homeowner, for the person getting the call, but as long as they're calling within the period of time that the law says they can call, and in Georgia that's between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., there's no additional penalty for doing that. We hope and we think that most telemarketers are, in fact, abiding by the law. The deal here for the Federal Trade Commission is if you do it, you're going to have to really mean it.
Would a national database work?
Well, that remains to be seen. The devil is in the details. I suspect that the Federal Trade Commission will be looking to the states to assist in a major way in enforcing the law. And the 25 states that are already in the business probably will be able to adapt rather handily. The other 25 may find their workload increase considerably, and that could create some problems.
Thank you, Mr. Reed.
You're quite welcome.
Barry Reed directs the Governor's Office of Consumer Affairs for the state of Georgia.